Dave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Hey, bit of data's come out. Australian Taxation Office. Turns out they don't only chase you, they let you know about the figures after they've put together all of their, you know, stats and everything and
they
taken
let you know
the tax.
How rich you aren't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what we took from you.
Yes.
And now they've come out with some stats and gone, this is where you live. This is the median amount you earn.
Yep.
Suburb data has come out. So all across the nation, and of course, Perth particularly, we're looking at the data. And congratulations, Cottesloe and Peppermint Grove. You've got the highest average income in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting at $325,343 annually. There you go.
That's an increase of 80%. So somehow Cottesloe's gone absolutely bunter, and it's gone 80% up. And Peppy Grove, of course, and it sits above Darling Point, Toorak in Victoria, Mosman in New South Wales, of course, Sydney there, the Hunter Hill. Like
they're coming in about 120 grand shy, like less than Cottesloe and Peppermint Grove.
Peppy Grove people, individuals that live in Peppy Grove, so of course adults of taxable age, 325,000, like you said. Second is Darling Point. And that's $205,000 per individual.
Such
that's
a
incredible.
Gap.
And you know what I thought we should do this morning, Michelle, is there's a lot of people out there listening. And let's be honest, we aren't in that Peppermint Grove, Cottesloe. We may as well do a segment before Baz gets in.
You get shooed out when you wander in,
As Baz rings me.
There he is. He is too. Easy, son.
That's a weird photo to pop up to on my screen. Anyway, what we want to do, 133353, ring up, tell us your suburb. And what we want to do is, and we've got a little prize for you, ring up, tell us your suburb. We've got the information here, what the individual income is, and then just give us a little higher or lower than that, mate. The information's wrong.
Okay,
the ATO's telling a furphy. So 133353, give us a call, tell us your suburb, and we'll give you the information about how individuals should be going in your domain, because I'm not in Peppy Grove, I'm not in Cottesloe, we're not earning $325,000 a year. We're not number one. We're just part of the common folk, mate.
Exactly.
That's what we do here.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, Michelle, you've stumbled over the ATO's latest release of the richest suburbs per income per person in Australia. The top 10 are in front of us. And who's sitting at number one?
Number one, the good people of Cottesloe and Peppermint Grove.
In Australia. This is not WA.
Not WA.
This is Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And the income between one and two, between Darling Point, Point Piper in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Is about 120,000.
Yeah, if it ran on a track, a race caller would just give up and go, it's done.
It's
done.
It's too big a margin.
It's done.
Can't win from here. Wouldn't back it with borrowed money, they'd say. Hey, I saw we've done 133353. Give us a call. Nominate your suburb. We've got the details here about your suburb and the individual incomes that the ATO believe that you are roughly earning. If you are from Peppy Grove and you want to say you're on 325,000 or more,
bring it in.
We'll take it.
Absolutely.
But if you're not, we'll also take it.
Yeah, we'll see how you're going. All right. Okay, let's cut across first. Craig, Craig's in Rockingham. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right, now let's cross over to Xavier. Okay, Rockingham, how should Craig be doing there?
Now, Craig, the figure that I've derived from the numbers I've punched in is Rockingham, you should be, well, not you should be earning, it doesn't matter what you're earning as long as you're happy, but the number is $62,800.
Oh, hang on. What do you do, Craig? What do you get up to?
I'm a train driver.
Train driver.
He's killing that number,
you're
surely.
You're thumping that to pieces, aren't you? Higher or lower?
Yeah, 210 last year.
Jesus, I didn't want the exact figure, but there you go.
You need to move out of boat. Rocky, you belong in Peppermint Grove.
You know where I know where Craigie is.
Where what?
Sitting on the foreshore at Rockingham. Is that right, Craig? Can you see the ocean?
No, I can't.
Not even ocean glimpses. I love it when they do that in real estate. Yeah. Ocean glimpses.
If you stand on the roof, put a ladder and some scaffolding up, you'll be able to see the city.
Maybe. Craig, you're making out like a bandit. Good on you. All right. Let's go to Gemma. Gemma's in Mirrawa. Gemma, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad on yourself.
Good, dolls. Good. All right. Now, what do you do for a job?
I am a clinical nurse.
Oh, I like it.
The medical industry is very high on the list in front of me.
On the list of earners. All right. Okay, let's cross over to Zave. All right, what's the median there?
It is $77,532, Gemma. Does that ring a bell, higher or lower?
We'll double it and a bit.
Oh, wow.
How bad are our estimates?
I'm moving. I'm nursing, doing that. All right. Do you do injectables, Gemma?
I do not.
What about breast reductions for me?
Breast reductions.
Oh, yeah, let's give it a crack.
You just suck that puppy out. Just get. I'll watch it on TikTok. They just get in there and just pull that fatty tissue straight out.
It's the most before
you know
thing.
It. Before you know it, I've got abs and pecs. Thanks, Gemma. You're on get a buck on 50 plus. Well done.
All right. Wow. Finally, let's go to Luke. Luke's in Banksia Grove. Hey, Luke.
Hey, g'day.
Hey, now, all right, what do you do with yourself?
I'm a technician. I work in mining dump trucks.
Oh, this guy. All right, I feel like Luke's doing okay. Yeah. All right, let's go over to Zay.
Righto, Luke. Banksia Grove. As I have a look at the numbers, Banksia Grove, yep, the average individual is $91,364. 91,364. Do I get a higher or lower?
Geez, you're doing all right. I'm just a tad lower than that one.
So quite about close.
Oh my God!
Not as rich as the rest of the dollars.
Yeah, no. It doesn't matter, mate. As long as you're happy. Yep. But that's a close one. It. There
done
you go.
Done beautifully. Oh, good on you, Luke.
So,
yeah.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Man, may I say, of course, new to the show, new environment, just
new
taking
people.
It all in.
Yeah.
Everyone, oh, how's it going, Michelle? It's disgusting.
I was called. Sorry.
Disgusting. This whole thing. Not the show so much. Not you. Well, not Sean. You've cleared out. You're okay.
Someone said to me, "What's Michelle like?" I said, "Mate, she's like a sponge, just absorbing everything."
This. I'm pointing over here. Tom, the producer, he's rolling around 9 times out of 10. No shoes. No shoes.
He does look like a drunk sloth.
He's not
for a non-drinker. He's a drunk sloth.
Absolutely. You are, hang on. How did that guy get in? Oh no, he's our producer.
Yeah. No, he's working.
Yeah.
So I often say, look, we're running a program where we help people, and he's this week's person we're here to help.
Yes, exactly.
Undercover boss sort of stuff.
You look at him and go, exactly. Or you look at him and go, hang on, we're getting funding from the government with him being here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little spend.
But you know, he, barefoot, wandering around. He makes some carry-on, some song and dance about how he's got a fused bone in one of his toes.
I'm ringing Dr. Felcini or whoever he is. I need to see these scans.
God, but you know what? You can't talk either. I saw you wandering around
it was a pilot
yesterday.
On top.
You're part of his filthy clan.
Yeah, no, I am a bear. I tend to go bare feet, mostly in summer.
Mate, don't even. There is no season for the
barefoot. Yeah, look, man, I'm one of those people that do crystals and like ground myself. So, I mean, you try and get yourself to the soul of the earth without your shoes on, baby.
Stop it.
Is that what they say?
I'm just at one. No, you're an animal.
Yeah,
you
are.
That is the worst.
You're not a barefoot person.
I'm not a barefooter.
See, I am, and I love being bare feet. And I reckon maybe it was I was just thinking about boarding school where our international students wore thongs in the showers.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have been a good point. Maybe I dealt with such lows in my life, bare feet, that
you've come from the bottom.
I've just grown back. The tinny has just left my feet from boarding school. But I do it. I get it. But the one person, even I got a bit of a heebie-jeebie over.
Go on,
We had an interview one day.
John Butler
came on in.
There he is.
And he had his feet up on the spare chair, barefoot as you've ever got. And even I started to get a bit weak at the knees. But anyway, we got through that.
Would he be in a Shoals ad or no?
No. But before we got that, I was looking at him, a bit uncomfortable early by me. By the end of it, I was just giving him a clip for him and grabbed the lotion. I was giving him a little rub, all that sort of stuff. No, I'm a barefoot bushman. Don't worry about that.
You and your dirty, tarry feet.
Yes.
I swear to God. Get out.
I draw the line when I had seriously bad ingrown toenails. Ooh. That was when I covered up a little bit, but geez, they hurt.
Think of the people, the children.
Yes.
Cover
I'm a barefoot person. Tommy's a barefoot person.
Get out.
As we heard, no. Johnny Butler's a barefoot person.
This is a workplace. It's a workplace. Covered shoe.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Filthy animals like Xavier here wandering around with no shoes on. The sun's even disgusting. I swear.
Michelle, you weren't born with shoes on, were you?
Do you know what, though? I would love to hear whether you hate people not wearing shoes or whether you're like, I'm a no-shoe advocate. Where's the fanciest place you've gone or seen someone barefoot? I want to hear that someone's been to a Hyatt or something.
A bit of a Hyatt action.
You know, something fancy. But this is your animals. Everyone who's barefoot is an animal. And who are we going to first?
Well, let's go to the Goat Man. Good morning, Goat Man.
Goat Man.
Morning. How are we?
Now, good, go, man. Go, sometimes man. I need to remind you, mate. PG station, let's go.
Are those feet naked or covered?
Hey, I'm just going to say I coached kids football for 5 years with no shoes on. I was known as the barefoot coach.
The barefoot coach.
Actually, Before the greatest investor. Yes. I mean, even the bloke making the most money goes barefoot.
Yeah, sitting on the cover with his legs crossed.
Yes.
Dirty.
There's something
dirty.
In this. The greatest coach of all time. Shane Crawford used to run bare feet after the end, take your shoes off, go for a run.
Well, you've shoehorned old
and look at
John
me.
Butler
look at the condition I'm in. Been running barefoot for years.
It speaks for itself, doesn't it? Oh, I'm still not convinced. Who have we got next? Vince, are you a barefooter or are you shoeed up?
I'm with Zabe on this, barefoot. I get told off by the kids, you know, when I go to the shops, you know, put some shoes on. Yeah, the missus sends it. Oh, you left your thongs at home, you know. put your shoes on, Ed. And, barefoot. All the way, got told off by some old lady up the shop once.
What the old chooks say?
You wash your shoes.
A random woman intervened and just pulled you up for the barefoot run.
Yeah, because I was walking in the shops going to get some milk and that, you know. I thought, we don't live in England. We live in Australia. You don't need shoes over here.
I mean, it is hotter. But what about people spit on the ground? They throw rubbish on the ground. Well, your dirty little tarry soles. How do you handle them, Vince?
Yeah, but you how often do you clean the bottom of your shoes? You're dragging all that muck into your house.
But that's your feet.
So it's actually cleaner.
Not that new house you're now paying $4 trillion to have because of interest rates, Michelle.
No, shoes off when I walk in there, brother. Don't
It'll
you worry.
It'll be up for sale in a month. No one dirty the carpet.
Zabe and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Barefoot people. Come on, put your shoes on. I reached out, said, you're behind Zave. Do you think he's okay going barefoot? Do you think it's repulsive? Not one person has rung and said, mate, the barefoot is repulsive. No. I know you're out there.
No, they're not.
If no one speaks up, this thing goes on. And then it gets its own mind and its own little world going on.
Now, I've got one off the text line, Michelle, that might help you. 0488 555 929. You're a grub, Alice. I bet you don't even wear jocks.
There it is.
The grub. There you go.
No shoe, no jocks. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
makes
sense. Because I don't wear jocks a lot of the time. Jeez, I might even just start going nude.
You know what? I used to say this on drive time to Embers, but I'll say it to you as well. Your wife's a saint.
No, she's not. Anyway.
Oh, please, somebody's got to agree with me. Let's go. What have we got? Steve here? Steve?
Yeah, hi. How you going, Michelle?
Well, good, Dals. The bear.
I've got you on all 4 points. Doorbells are stupid. No one I want to know rings a doorbell.
Yeah, bang.
Right?
Did you text the other day? Yeah, all
he's
right.
Got four
okay,
points.
Okay,
point one.
Right.
So doorbells
okay.
are stupid.
Another famous barefooter, Florence from Florence and the Machine, performs every concert barefooted.
Damn it, I love her.
And a beautiful
Damn
artist.
As far as wearing shoes, you know you've stepped in something when you've not got shoes on, and that's why some cultures make you take your shoes off before you go in their house.
I mean, when it slides between your toes, you know.
Last but not least, I am in the office now. My shoes are about a metre and a half away from me, and they won't go on until the rest of the staff get
out of here. What do you do? What sort of work do you do with yourself, Steve?
I'm in real estate. My shoes are over there somewhere. I'm walking around my socks at the moment.
I told you, real estate people are wild. Yeah. They are wild. All right, okay. So, surely someone's got me. Sue.
Yes.
Tell me. Are you a person that appreciates shoes on feet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Xavier Ellis, sum him up in a few words, the barefooter.
What if you stepped on something you weren't expecting?
Oh, apparently that's a bonus because you're aware of it. Apparently, according to Steve.
Alternatively, Sue, what if you stood on something you didn't know?
I have several times, but I wear shoes, so it doesn't matter if I step on dog doo-doo or anything like that.
Yeah, before it gets on your carpet, then you've got the steam cleaner in.
You take your shoes off before you go inside.
Exactly.
What do you want me to wear? Gloves,
Sue?
Sue? Goodness.
I swear, barefooters, flat earthers, you're all the same. Oh. You're about that level.
Well, you're right. I haven't had a vaccination either.
Zabe and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Michelle?
Well, we're not just a deli. We're a fresh food deli. You can't get fresher than that.
Salamis and cheeses.
And everything that pleases.
And you can't get fresher than that. Where
Woolworths are fresh. Yes. Woolworths. How exciting. The minute I hear small goods, my ears prick up and I go, what's happening? Is there a cheese platter and small goods?
Are you
goods
a cheese
about
platter?
To be- Yeah. Please. I could like just eat all the beige food. Yeah, I am not mucking around.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk prices of my dairy, but okay. Yeah, I go in deep.
Go, right, okay.
Well, listen, every now and then news comes across the desk and it really rattles your cage, and that happened this morning when I found out that Woolworths, as we just heard there, an old deli, so they're going to – opening times are changing. Trade hours of deli, meat and seafood service counters will change.
Okay.
They could be opening an hour later. The normal open of the doors time. Yeah. So like you dash
in. So you're in there
go,
getting your salt and vinegar, your chips and your 2 litres of milk, but you're not getting your delis.
I'm hankering for stress. Too bad.
Too bad.
We're not open yet here in the deli. Well, you're going to have to go just in the normal area. You want fancy cheese? Not yet. Not yet. We haven't opened the deli. You can see it. That's what's going to kill you. You can see it.
So why aren't they not opening the deli early?
That's to align with what shoppers are wanting now, which I'm calling on that. I just think, hang on a minute, that's not what
I wanted. How do you know when I've had 3 litres of wine and I want a cheese board?
Thank you. Bang. There it is. Yeah, you don't know what I wanted. And when I'm roaming back and forth at the deli and it's shut already, that's because I'm sad and dejected.
Okay.
And no one's listened to me nor seen my forlorn wanderings through the Woolworths. And this has happened.
Really random one because I never go to the deli. But you know what? Remember, I just don't. We get our stuff delivered on a Sunday. The Inbetweeners, my favourite show. Yes. Remember when Neil was in the deli? Yeah. And he used to work there. He used to work in the deli behind the deli serving the meats.
I think.
Oh, it's a favourite show of mine.
That's the king of all jobs in the supermarket, I reckon, behind the deli. This upsets me. The only stores in WA to be impacted by changing opening times will be Eaton Fair. The majority of WA Woolies already open at 8 a.m. This is, I'm really touch and go on this.
One for you then. So say you do go to Stras and you go, 500 grams or whatever.
Triple smoke honey do you
ever, but when they go, 600, okay. Do you ever say, no, take the extra 100 off? Or have you always just said, that's fine?
You know, this is me. Handful, thanks.
You're a handful.
And then they show you and you go, just a little bit off.
But you always say that's fine. You don't ask
to
rectify.
If it's like about half again of what I want, I'll go, I'll just drop a bit off. But if it's,
I don't think anyone says, the kid's in there, they just grab a handful, slap it on and go, near enough. That's near enough. Yeah. Don't actually know what it was, but near enough. Good enough for me.
This.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Dob in a tight ass.
Dob in a tight ass, Michelle.
Indeed. Well, look, things are a little bit tough at the moment. You know, some people are doing things because they need to watch the budget because everything's so hard. Some people are just thrifty, like my friends.
But some people, now there's a grey area between inflation and cost of living. Yes. It's just your habits. You're a tight ass.
Yeah.
Don't you tell me you're in the inflation. Tell me that's the zone you're dealing in.
This suits some people doesn't it? Really suits
them. Gee whiz, times are tight. Well, what happened when interest rates were zero? What was the reasoning back then?
I was still giving my child a buzz cut. Yeah. Exactly. That's what we want to talk about. It's the tight ass things that you do to get around a bit of cash. My mate, her husband's decided, and she's not standing in front of it either.
Okay.
Instead of $40 a piece for haircuts for himself and their son, why not just get the clippers out now?
Invest.
Yeah. What do you want? What sort of haircut do you want?
What's that?
Choose a number. 1, 2, 3. It's a pair of shears.
Oh, it's the buzz cutters themselves.
Buzz
right,
cutters.
Yeah, sorry, confused.
And the son's not happy, imagine.
But, I mean, go buy yourself the clippers. It costs you $40. You get more than 3 haircuts out of it. And away you go. You've saved money, $100 for the 3 boys. You get their short back and sides.
What's the old saying? Take a man to the hairdressers and cut his hair for a day.
Yeah.
Give him clippers.
Teach him
and
for
he
a
can
lifetime.
Embarrass his family for a lifetime.
Exactly. What the Bible says, that one. Something about fish haircuts and all sorts of stuff. I like it, Michelle. No, mate, we've got thrifty people. Like, there's someone I know who reuses the Glad wrap on top. Like, their Glad wrap on leftovers.
Yep, straighten it out again.
I'm pretty, because I'm not very good at Glad wrapping. It's just my techniques just wrap everything. Like, just
wrap around,
sideways, laterally, north, south, east, west. I'm not getting salmonella from any of that stuff. I'm clean.
Yeah.
But my mate, he just reuses it. And takes it off and then slaps it down the side of his kitchen bench. Then slaps it straight back on.
My friend used to do that with foil. Oh, dear.
Foil.
Do you know what I think the king of is when someone's a tea user or a tea drinker?
Double dip the bag.
There's another cupper in that.
Edge. Mate, I've noticed actually there's that trend in hair cutting and being a tight ass. I mean, Em's only cost $500 the other week, so I can see that she's downgraded as well.
You leave her alone, okay?
Inflation.
That's all. That's what we want to know. Who do you know is being a tight ass? What exactly do they do?
And don't give me my mate.
Yeah.
Give me a name.
Yeah, I like that.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Job in a tight ass, Michelle.
They're queuing up. Well, my friends, you know, so it's tight times. People are trying to save a dollar, but my friend, there's buzz cuts going on for her husband and her son trying to save a little bit of money. We're asking if you know a tight ass or if you are one. Michael from Kensington, dobbing in a mate. Here we go. What do you got for us, Michael?
Yeah, hi, Michelle. Hi, Xavier.
Hey, Mike. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. This is one of my Wesley mates. I used to go to Wesley College, and we're in Broome around about 6 months ago. And we're at the pub called the Rowie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm driving him around, and am I allowed to mention his name on the radio?
Oh, mate,
name. You can't do a surname.
Give me the first name and then the rhyming with the last name or something like that, all right? So, like, we'll Xavier Rallis. Right,
His name's Mason.
Mason.
And we're going up to pay to go into the Rowie, and it's a $10 entry fee to get in.
Yep.
And Mason doesn't want to do that. So what he does is he jumps the fence in a pair of footy shorts and a pair of thongs, and he sneaks in through the kitchen, talking to the chefs and all that, and the security pick him up on CCTV footage, and he shut the fence.
Yep.
They catch up with him, and they're like, Sorry, mate, your night's over, you're going home.
Yeah. Old Mace, you're done, fence and in the footy shorts.
It would have been a tenner, something like that to get in?
Just a bluey. Yeah. Mick, before you go, mate, what's Mace's last name?
Yeah. What's that?
What's his last name?
Sivior.
There you go.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Job in a tight ass. Is what we're asking, Michelle.
Oh, man, they're coming thick and fast. This is out the back. A mate of mine, that's the buzz cut is out now for hair day. Instead of the lads paying $40 a piece. Yeah, no, we're not going to the barbers anymore. Choose a number. 1, 2, 3. That's what you get.
It's a funny buzz cutter, that one.
Isn't it?
Sounds like a vibrator. Paul, good morning.
You've got such a fine ear.
Sorry, Paul. Good gear by Michelle. Sorry, Paul, mate. How are you?
I'm very well.
Right. Lovely day. Hit us with a tight ass, mate.
My old man is a very tight ass. I won't say he's wealthy, but he is.
Yep.
He's got all the solar panels on the roof. You know, he doesn't want to pay for electricity. The light bulb in the refrigerator goes out. Do you reckon he'd ever bother to replace it?
No, God, no.
No.
Why?
No.
Why would you spend money on the light? Just turn the light on on your phone or something, I suppose.
No, he doesn't need to. He knows exactly what's in the fridge and where it is.
Wow.
Jeez,
that's
Paulie.
Impressive.
Does Dad have a name?
Yeah, well, we could call him Gary.
Yeah, we can call him Gary.
We can call him Gaz. Gaz, you're a tight ass, and that's from your son.
And that's where it's at. No light in the fridge. He knows where it's at. Yeah, you can't top that. That's good. Let's go to Kenny and Banksia Grove. Kenny, it's your mother. Step up to the plate, Kenny. Dob her in.
Yeah, how you going, guys? Yeah, good. Mum was a tight ass. She's passed nearly 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
Birthdays and things like that. I used to get birthday cards, which had been given previously, and they just had a piece of paper stapled on the inside with "Happy Birthday" rewritten on the card.
Just the old
over the top trick.
Over the top, Dave. Yeah, and as a teenager and as a young boy, it's probably not what you want to get from your mum.
No.
But there you go.
Oh, bless. I've got to ask, Kenny, because I wouldn't have been able to help myself. Would you just peel it back every time? Yep, this was Cherie's birthday card last.
Ooh,
would you check it out?
No, some of the times it was my old card.
No.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Right now we're going to Italy.
Ah, yes. You know what? Sometimes you're at the top of your game. You're at the World Athletics Championships under 20. You're starting to blossom. You're hitting your straps.
Yeah.
And one Italian guy, Alberto, He was lining up for the 400 metres in these. In the, he's a decathlon man.
Yeah. Decathlon.
And yeah, because what I'm about to say and what you might have seen is just going for a run, trying his best, and well, it's popped out.
He's so he's overtaking two people coming around the last bend. He's lifting.
So he's on the move.
Yeah, right. Moving. It's moving time, and then his Tadge has fallen out six times. So the vision
popped it back in as he was running.
Yeah, he tried to adjust himself six times.
Zero.
Hence why he slowed, because he was moving so quickly and had to slow down and readjust and put it back into its little pouch six times.
Well, it's going to wreck your aerodynamics.
Well, he finished
last
in the end.
Well, there it is.
Drag. So he slowed down so much that he, the accident that had happened, he had to readjust. But I don't understand how that even happens, to be honest with you, Michelle. I understand how it happens. But it's not the first time he's run. It's not the first time he's worn those shorts. How does it happen?
Because what is that? They got like a little peephole at the front
imagine,
or something.
I imagine you have like a built-in jock. But you wear jocks anyway, surely. Like,
what are they like?
I mean, imagine if Matt Shervington slipped out. Knock the opponent
it'd
over.
It'd throw him over to the side. Yeah. He'd just be on the side like someone had crash tackled him.
But it does happen. It does pop out. I'm going to put my old man in here one day. My sister had some friends over. I think it was Dad's birthday or something along those lines. And he was giving him a present and he sat up to get the present and horrified quite a few. knocked a few over. It was a horrifying scene.
It happens, though.
I stood there and said, you're a weak gutted dog, Dad. What are you doing? Anyway, so, mate, it does happen. Things fall out. They do. My grandfather used to wear a red bloody dressing gown. Oh, come on,
and
Grant.
Every time?
Bloody tied up a bit better than it should have been. It just didn't need to see it. Just tie it up, son.
We were in a show once. And Molly Meldrum was in.
No, not Mel.
Praise the Lord, I wasn't there to see it, but our newsreader saw her. You got
little
the,
Molly.
You got your baggy shorts. Sometimes you see a little something, a mouse in the house.
Mate, there was a mouse in the house. And, of course, this is going off the back of the Italiano who accidentally, Alberto Nannino. It fell out a few times. And it does happen. And it's happened to our listeners. It's not a sexual thing in any way. It is literally your Tadge just slipped out. It happens.
Geez, pop it back in.
Pop it back in. Readjust the way you go. When did it fall out? Where did it fall out? Do you remember the story? What happened? Did it fall out? Who's scarred? Who have you never spoken to again? Which job did you never go back to? Where did it fall out?
All right, I believe Lisa has got a story for us. Hey, Lisa.
Morning, Michelle. Morning, Zave. Morning. Happy Monday to you all.
Yeah, you too.
God, six times. This one made my eyes water once, let alone watching it six times. Mm. Yeah, guys, quite a number of years ago, the Harlem Globetrotters came to Bunbury, where we were living, and we were at the sports centre. And sitting in the front row, perfect position at the back of the old basketball hoop. And anyway, this Harlem Globetrotter grabs the ball and comes tearing down the court, jumps up to take a shot, and his old fella just dropped out completely out of the bottom of his shorts.
The worst.
I mean, it's a fair compliment to yourself when it just falls out the bottom.
If it can go, exactly. That's a good point.
When Peekaboo comes out the bottom, you think, Jesus Christ, what are you packing? Wow. And why is he playing in pants that way?
No mistakes there. Yeah, exactly. Where's his skin, son?
Why has he velcroed the base of his shorts together? It's intriguing.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Well, Alberto Nannino, unfortunately for him, the runner six times down the straight in the world championships, E.L. Pecker just sort of slipped. I don't think there's any other way to put it.
There's 100 metres in a home straight six times.
But I wonder if it's happened six times in the home straight. Did it happen
18?
Did it happen 18 times?
A lapper.
No, it was six in the straight.
Oh,
yeah, six
per 100 metres.
Has it fallen out 24 times throughout the 400? I mean, that is. I'd go see a doctor. At speed, wow. Anyway, where did it fall out? Were you? What happened?
We'll start it off with Will from Woodlands. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad, guys. How you going?
Oh, good. Now, this is a family affair. Tell us the story.
Yeah, so pretty much this is back in the day when if you took some photos, you had to go get them developed by somebody else. So not in the day of the smartphone where you'd get to see them straight away. Anyway, we're sitting on the couch taking a few family photos.
Nice.
Dad's in the pajamas. Anyway, a few months later, the film's all taken up. So mum's taking it to the wherever you go to get your film developed. And some poor worker there has had to develop all the film where my dad's balls are hanging out the side of his tent.
And then when you used to run those films through as well, they'd go through like a front window, like, oh, look, here's their holiday snaps. And everyone would be able to see them if they were standing there.
So ours used to go through the chemist in a small country town. After school camp or whatnot, the lady who used to develop them used to always say to mum and dad, like, have you seen... Snitch, always.
Job on you.
I mean, there was no need for us to have nude photos in there on school camp. Like, that was unnecessary. But, yeah, she definitely would snitch all the time.
You know what she is, Xavier? Weak-gutted dog.
She's a weak-gutted dog. Yes, it is. It
is. Thank you, Ricky Stewart. All right, who else has had this horrifying thing occur? Xavier, who we got next?
Oh, let's go to Claude. Good morning, Claudia.
Morning.
Mate, the slip touch. What's happened?
I've actually had Santa back when I was probably... quite a lot younger, and I was a smart ass that, you know, had to be like, do you know that, you know, your thing's hanging out?
No, you told Santa that.
Yeah.
Naughty little Santa.
He had a big hole in his pants, and I was like, mate, do you realise that, you know, everything's on show?
Oh, Lord.
Santa's a little helper.
Six or seven when it happened as well, and I was just like, mate, like, put it away. Like,
no. How many
I need to
kids?
Find out where that Santa is. I'm a bit suspicious.
Man, oh, man. What? Jingle balls.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Like, just to conclude, Shani, give me just Triple H once more.
Just for further notice, one of your nuts is hanging out of your shorts. You got a big hole.
Just doing God's work.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
ATO came out. They had all the statistics of, like, guess who's making out like a bandit? Who's the most, the richest, the median income, the top suburb, not in WA, in the nation,
country.
In the whole country. Cottesloe and Peppermint Grove coming in with an average income of 325 grand.
Yeah, and
there
just quickly, the, I know it's so important, but the surgeons are number one, anaesthetists come in number two, medical specialists, psychiatrists, that's all that sort of mining stuff's in there as well. So there's some of the jobs. Well, we're doing 1-3-5-3, give us a call, nominate your suburb. I've got the numbers in front of me. We'll say what the ATO or the websites are produced.
See how you're
going. You just say higher or lower.
Yeah.
We're going higher, higher and almost bang on. So we're getting there, Michelle.
All right, let's kick it off. Shane's in Belga. Hey, Shane.
Good morning, all.
Hey. Now, what do you do with yourself before we hand you over to the stats expert?
I'm a bricklayer.
Bricklayer from Belga.
Oh, the price of a brick has gone through the roof. So I don't know whether these numbers are going to even be close there, Shano, but... for Belga, mate, it says here 73,337.
Yeah, I'm on 280 last year.
I was waiting for you to actually laugh first, Shane. Yeah. Laugh and then tell us what you went. Wow.
280.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
How long does it take to become a brickie there, Shane?
4 years.
And do you need a hand?
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, we do.
I'm going to, 9 o'clock, how long does it take to get there? I'll be there. Yeah,
totally. On a scale of 1 to 10, Shane, how hard a work is it? Anything above a 6?
Oh, we work pretty hard. We work 10, 12 hours a day, 6-7 days a week. So.
Right.
We're all backing away now.
I wish you all the best, Shane. Thanks for that, mate. I won't be on site.
No. Damn it. All right, let's
imagine
go.
Imagine if I turned up, my little soft
imagine?
Hands.
Just so, you
so
have,
soft.
They
I'm
are,
vulnerable.
They're model
hands. The boys
hands.
Would just eat me up and spit me out.
I love it. All right, let's go to Paulette. Paulette is in Jindalee. Hey, Paulette.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. What do you do with yourself?
I'm a bookkeeper.
All right, let's go over to Zave. She's a bookkeeper, Zave. Paulette is.
Jindalee. Ding, ding, ding. There we go. There's the J's. Out we come. It comes in at $68,800 there, Paulette, per individual in Jindalee. Am I near enough? Oh, no, sorry. I've read the wrong one. $89,336. Sorry, mate. Oh. 89.
Really? That's pretty good. I'm much lower.
Lower.
But give this woman a raise.
Yeah.
Give this woman a raise.
Those books are in good order from what I've heard. So, exactly. Mate, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you for calling in, Jindalee, that was.
Okay, finally, let's go to John. John's in Como. Hey, how you doing?
Good, Michelle. How are you?
Very well, John. All right, what do you get up to for money?
Well, I've got two things. I'm an Uber driver. And I also have a public service pension.
Alrighty. Okay.
What do you do for money? They go, oh, I'm a drug dealer. Hard for me to get a real figure on that one. Right, Johnny, let's go. Como, it says on the thing, lots of units in Como. Beautiful part of the city.
Yes.
Mate, $75,504 is the average there for Como.
I'm probably probably 30% higher than that.
Whoa, Johnny.
You got some big dogs in there.
Don't we just? I tell you what.
Gee, whittakers. Where are you, Michelle?
I'm looking into bricking. That's where I am.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.